Sports.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. One of my favorites, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, who got gypped last night. He didn't get to see the blood moon. I did, and I'm still alive to talk about it. How about that, Bob?
I lived vicariously through your Facebook post.
It was great.
Seriously, you were the first post, and I saw it. It was great.
Yeah, it was cool. Just ran right out in the backyard, saw it, couldn't believe it. Talk about howling at the moon. All right, so speaking of howling in a different sort of way, the Russian foreign ministry is saying, you know, bagging on the UN about the report that they sent saying that ethnic Russians in eastern Ukraine, which we talked to Luke Vargas about, who's been there, as you know, have falsely claimed to be under assault to justify Russian intervention, right? That's what's being reported, that this is how they're justifying it. We've talked about this. So what's your take on all this, the report, and some of the specifics that they mentioned?
Well, it's the United Nations, so the report's going to have some credibility. I mean, you know, Russia's on the Security Council, so it's not like the UN is a biased entity in this. And it doesn't come in and say, well, Putin did this or said that. It just says that there are a lot of reasons. And we know that, the history of corruption, et cetera, in the Ukraine government, poverty, education problems. So that's the intensity of it, and that's why there are protests. But the ethnic Russians, you know, claim to be under assault. So it laid out, I think, the causes there. But all of that becomes a little bit irrelevant in the sense that, you know, Putin just sits back and lets this play out, and then one way or the other, whether he's directly manipulated or not, he has had his way on this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I said the other night, it's all about, for the Ukrainians who don't want to see this happen and are frightened and are watching more boots, more troops moving in toward them vicariously, watching the pendulum swing in a different direction, they got to get to May 25th to see what happens there.
Well, that's right. And of course, we have all types of solutions, you know, to it, or people are throwing out what they think are solutions because they don't have any. Like John McCain said small arms. And the Ukraine government had a military operation, Kate, and they had to get a donation to get, literally, I can't make this up, they had to get a donation to get gasoline for their equipment to make it operate.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Crazy. All right, this is a huge story, that one that's been definitely bantied about for the past year here on America Tonight, or a little less than a year if you go back to, like, May of last year, I guess. So the IRS and the whole deal with Lois Lerner and the contempt and blah, blah, blah. But more importantly, I think because of all the heat, the IRS decides that they're going to give in to what's happening with conservatives who freaked out about the nonprofit groups and the tax exemption, because now they're going to have public comment, and apparently they're going to rewrite the whole regulations, probably based on what's happened, don't you think?
Yes, I do, Kate, and this is really kind of bizarre, because why is the IRS, this is my question of the day, I guess, yielding to the pressure from conservative groups? They're almost, the IRS is almost trying to justify the entire Daryl Issa, his, you know, chairmanship, which was run so haphazard, the entire hearing on the IRS. But they're almost saying, yes, well, we have to rewrite some rules because, you know, this is unfair here or there. I think it's actually a wide brush. This will help liberal or conservative groups on a free speech basis, but it surely looks like they're yielding to, you know, conservative pressure. That's what I think it looks like.
Yeah, but then what does that say? It says what you should do, whether you're a Democrat or a conservative, is you got to heat it up, baby. You got to get everybody on board. You have to have people talking about it, and then you have a chance to maybe shape policy there.
No question about it. You know, I used to tell people in congressional offices, if a member of Congress got 60 handwritten letters on an issue, the staff brings that into them. And they say, hey, you know, people are really thinking about this. So, you know, the squeaky wheel still gets the grease somewhere along the line, even in D.C.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I say to people when they're unhappy. I'm like, well, you know what? You start the phone tree. Do something about it. Don't just sit there, because you're absolutely right. You know, you were in Congress. If people, you know, if people get together on it, then they have a much better chance of, you know, making something happen. And as you said, that's the whole squeaky wheel thing. All right, I got one for you you're going to love. This is a curveball. It's not really a curveball, but I want to hear your reaction to Mr. Hsu, and you'll get my sarcasm. Dick Morris says the Democrats are conspiring to rig Electoral College, the Electoral College for 2016. Can they do that?
Dick Morris said that?
Yes!
He said that! Really?
Yeah, he said that. He said that they're doing that. That's what they're doing. They're trying to rig the college for the next time around. And they've got a law passed in 9 states so far, and that's part of the whole conspiring thing, talking about the popular vote and trying to push that whole idea. So they're trying to maneuver it. I don't know. It's crazy.
I don't know how they would do that. I was part of the Electoral College. Of course, we on the floor certify the elections, and there's a process there. And I don't think that can be done. Now, if you have an individual situation, which you did with Catherine Harris, and all the questions about, you know, she is Secretary of State, ended up, you know, making a move this way to count certain ballots. But that was a unique individual thing, which of course does prove every vote counts. But that was a kind of a phenomena, a rare situation. It wasn't pre-rigged. It just happened, and then she made decisions that helped Bush, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as a planned, organized thing, I just don't think they – I know they can't do it. Dick Morris never tends to amaze me on his ability to get himself back into the media news.
Yeah, somehow. Exactly. You got my reference to the shoe, right?
Right, I got it.
Hey, listen, if a man appreciates shoes, who am I to criticize? You know, I'm just saying.
That's right.
So. Whatever.
Fashion.
Yeah, fashion is fashion no matter whose foot it's on. It doesn't matter. All right.
Right.
Bob Ney, always fun to toss it around with you. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Up in this hour of America tonight, one rancher, one huge fight. Now it's starting to explode, if you know what I mean. More people have it on their radar. That's a good thing, I think. It's worth the conversation for sure. Also, a terrible scare on the Boston Marathon route. Do you believe it after what happened now a year ago? It's been a year since the bombing at the Boston Marathon. Plus, the latest, of course, on the crazy ship, the Australians hunting for the plane. That's what I call the crazy ship, where they go round and round. Pings are faint. There's no pings. There's nothing, but they think they're in the right spot. How does a 777 disappear? It's still a big, fat mystery that you'll be seeing, I'm sure, on the History Channel sometime soon, but it's a question of when they call the whole thing off. And by the way, this push-pull thing over the Electoral College, which is interesting, as Dick Morris was saying, the Democrats are plotting to rig the voting system to ensure that the liberals win future elections. The thing that he said to make sure that this is clear, he's been on a couple of different shows, he said that we can't abandon the Electoral College because he says the potential for Democratic states to allow non-citizens to vote would permanently make for a Democratic president. So if the Electoral College went away and it was all about the popular vote, that's what he believes would happen. So, because, you know, the number is 270. That's a majority of the Electoral College. When that hits, that's pretty much it, you know. And what's interesting is there has been some laws passed in several states to switch to the popular vote. In 9 states, it actually has already happened. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, oh my.
We will never yield. We will never cower. America will never, ever, ever stand down. We are Boston. We are America. We respond. We endure. We overcome. And we own the finish line.
Tuesday, as I mentioned, marked the one-year anniversary of the Boston Marathon attack, the two bombs. So the VP, you heard him there, Joe Biden, was part of a ceremony at the Heinz Veterans Memorial Convention rather Center, and he talked about the three people that were killed in the blast. He talked about the university police officer that was killed just a couple days later, and of course the wild chase to catch the suspects, the Tsarnaev brothers, and you certainly know that story, and you heard what he said there about America and whatnot. And what's interesting is while that was happening, pretty much, there was a man that was charged with disorderly conduct and possession of a hoax device. It had confetti in one of the bags. They found two bags, and in one of the bags it had a pressure cooker that was his, that was not a bomb, but he thought it would be funny and it would be a hoax to have confetti come flying out. So not funny, stupid, and he'll pay the price for that, because that was just a horror of tragedies that really shook us up when that happened. And Boylston Street, of course, it was rainy, and on this one-year anniversary, lots and lots of rain, but a lot of people showed up. And that was where those two homemade bombs were, the last April 15th. And it was certainly the deadliest terrorist attack in the United States since 9/11. So you had scores of people that were there, lots of still Boston Strong signs and shirts, which I think is just so emblematic of the people there, the bounce back And just that theme of Boston Strong that helped people get through a pretty dark time. And it was a very dark time while all of that was happening. And still now it's only a year. And you think of the lives lost and the lives altered. So many lost limbs in that, that are still recovering, that are still fighting. And the little boy, Martin Richard, Sean Collier was a cop that we talked about, Christy Campbell, you know, Ling Lu, they were the people that were struck down because of the Jokar or the Tsarnaev brothers. And Jokar Tsarnaev, of course, has pled not guilty to 30 counts, and he's going to go on trial in November. Tamerlan was killed after they, you know, took the city by siege, so to speak. And now coming up, the Boston Marathon, a lot of people getting ready to run in it for lots and lots of different reasons. And you can be sure there will be a ton of people on hand. So it's too bad that this joker had to think it was funny to try to pull off a hoax, but they were able to get him. And he'll have to answer for that. That's certainly for sure. But you see, one of two bags found near the course, and the one had the pressure cooker inside, not a bomb. Both bags were cleared, thank goodness, but it's just a reminder of what happened. All right, Flight 370. It wouldn't be America tonight, would it, if we didn't mention this missing plane at least once? Because I'll tell you, I get every day at least a couple of emails trickle in about theories on this missing 777. So the underwater search continues for it, which I've explained that, how tough it is, how deep they have to go with this Bluefin 21. And it's an autonomous underwater car, vehicle, whatever you want to call it. It really doesn't look like a car. It's like this sort of, it's sort of a straight, it almost looks like a buoy with some extras attached to it. So it went into the water again, trying to get it to the ocean floor and to have it down there, because you're talking about almost 15,000 feet, looking for debris, scanning. And there's another mission that's going to happen, or the second mission should end on Wednesday around 10 in the morning. So they're hoping they'll be able to see something from this. It's the beauty of the Bluefin, of how far it can go and what it can do, and if there's any chance of seeing any kind of wreckage, hopefully it picks it up. Hopefully it punches in and it sees that, which would be great. And, you know, they're using these devices in a lot of different places, and it's disappointing when it was disappointing, I think, to a lot of them when it came up early the one day and didn't draw anything. But there's still hope that they think they're going to see something from this. And they're still trying to determine where it can safely work without hitting the maximum dive depth, because it can only go so far and then it can't see any more. And of course, this is part of the whole U.S. Navy deal, so this is the U.S.'s contribution to it. And they searched 8 square miles, but there's so much more to search. So The hope is, with this whole salvage and diving thing, as I mentioned, that there is some kind of debris, something they'll see, something they'll be able to get, whatever it is. Because it's light, it can move around, it can go deep, but it's a question of how deep, and if it can just come up with something. You think about this, it's been since March 8th. When the 239 passengers on that Malaysia flight 370 that was going to Beijing just poof, disappeared into thin air. Like I said, look for the History Channel to have something on this, or the Discovery Channel, or, you know, a slew of different possibilities of where this story will pop up. But it still goes to that thing of how awful this is for the people that are left behind. Now, you know, not only are you dealing with somebody dying, which is a tough thing for any of us, let's be real. But now you're dealing with the same thing of this, you know, it's a disappearing act. And you still want to believe in some of the conspiracies. Even conspiracies, I mean, there's some conspiracies out there where they believe the people are alive. And I don't think that no matter what. I don't believe that, because if they had the plane full of those people and that was the idea, I think there would have been more cell action. I do. And so then I would believe that they would have taken it veering up to knock them out pretty much. But the fact that it's been this long and the craziness, the odyssey of Malaysian Air, for anyone in public relations, this is a study in being, you know, just doing it all wrong, idiocy, I think, the way they've handled it. Because throughout this whole thing, there's been just so much misinformation. So that's hooked into the people. That's part of the problem, a lot of the information that was out there. On Tuesday, the Malaysian cabinet agreed to set up an international investigation to look into the plane's disappearance. So they're going to have teams that will look at the plane's airworthiness, operational issues. They're going to separate it out. Human factors that might have played a role. So it's only taken over a month to decide, geez, maybe we ought to separate this out. Because you've got satellite searches that showed nothing conclusive on the surface, nothing conclusive, conflicting details. So the whole public image of the search has infuriated the relatives of the people who are missing because they hear one thing, and then it's completely the opposite. And the latest deal was the tidbit about the co-pilot's cell phone. That the cell phone was the last, one of the last things they heard, that there was a cell tower in Malaysia, and that cell phone of the co-pilot was trying to make contact. So then they come out a day later and say there's no evidence that Farik Abdul Hamid had tried to make a call. So one day they tell you, oh, we got this cell signal thing here, so he's trying to do something. And then the next day, yeah, you know, there's no evidence that he was trying to make a call. So which is it? And they seem to just bungle these details. And this tower apparently didn't pick up any, they're saying now, didn't pick up the cell phone at all. And I've said this before, pilots are supposed to turn off their cells before they push back from the gate, and they always do that. So what, he had it in his pocket, he was pulling it out. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. The best thing that can happen for Malaysia Air and for those people is that they do find a piece of this wreckage, because then everything else sort of goes by the boards. But it's just, it's really not looking that way. They had the oil slick and thought, oh, maybe this is from the Boeing 777. No proof conclusive of that, because there's oil slicks all over the place, especially in the Indian Ocean. My, oh, my. All right, we got more odds and ends coming up on the flip side at the tail end of the show. It's all about the numbers, baby. We can count.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us on the show. And for all of you who are hitting me up about downloading shows you miss because you work different times, just go to GCNLive.com and go to America Tonight, and they're there on demand, easy to download. Starting to get a lot of requests for that. That's cool. I understand. It seems like I was always on schedules for the longest time where I worked sometimes late, sometimes early. And then I know you miss things and you think, wow, I wish I had heard that, or there was something big going on. I wanted to hear what was said on the show. And speaking of that, you can always throw in your 2 cents. You know, it's the same old song we've been singing for 40 days now. Will they ever find the 777? I think it's not as likely as some would think. So my vote is still the same. No, no, no. Although I would really hope for those people. It'd be great to have some sort of closure, as lame as it would be, because death, the finality of death, is so rough anyway on anyone who loses somebody. But the whole limbo thing would just be, it would just be awful. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, those are the numbers to jingle. This is a segment I like to call Odds and Ends mixed in with uh-oh, and here's a big uh-oh for you. The president on Tuesday cut prison time for a drug convict sentenced to more than 3 extra years because of a typo in a court order. The White House counsel said that the president decided to commute Cesar Cantu's sentence from 15 to 11 and a half years, and it demonstrates the importance of clemency as a fail-safe mechanism for worthy inmates who run out of options. But wait a second, typo or worthy inmate, or all of a sudden a combo. So the council, which is Catherine Rumler, said, the president thinks that one important purpose can be to help correct the effects of outdated and overly harsh sentences that Congress and the American people have since recognized are no longer in the best interests of justice, and that it's overburdening the federal prison population with low-level nonviolent offenders without significant criminal histories. But here's what's interesting. Cantu, this is your nugget, right? Cantu is only the 10th inmate the Prez has granted a commuted sentence to. And his case was pretty unusual. He pled guilty to drug trafficking and money laundering after prosecutors said he used his Houston trucking company to help move tons of pot from Mexico through Texas and into Virginia. Now, you know what that is. Over state lines. That'll just really nail you there. So now that gets, now he loses a couple of those years because of it. And apparently he didn't have a criminal record, and then the whole quality of the drugs and all of that, the judge said the best he could do was sentence him at the bottom of the guidance, but the calculation, but even if the calculation was correct, the bottom of the guidelines would have been 3.5 years less. So they, there was a typographical error in all of this. Incorrectly, they listed too many years. So they decided to turn it around. I mean, it's an interesting discussion to have in general of what is the right, you know, sentencing guidelines. And when we're talking about pot, now with this push to legalize marijuana after what's happened in Colorado, there are a lot of states that are chomping at the bit to do this, to have marijuana legalized. And then that also means there would be, it would be natural that there would be changes in some of these sentences, perhaps, depending on what it involves and all of that. And the prisons definitely are overcrowded, and we are paying for these prisons. We are paying for these prisoners, in some cases, with ridiculous sentences. But then there is the issue of the pendulum swinging too far in the other direction. And guess what? What if you have somebody who repeats, and what if it's a violent crime after that? But that's a lot of ifs. So I think that that's a, I think that's kind of murky, and there'll be way more discussions in the future, especially if marijuana is legalized, which, by the way, for all of you listening who are cops or ex-cops and detectives and whatnot, it's such a mixed bag when you talk to law enforcement people, because in my own family, my brother-in-law is a cop, and he is anti-legalizing marijuana, thinks it's the wrong thing, it's a gateway, it's wrong. But he's extremely conservative, born and bred Texas conservative. So that's also plays into part of his thinking. But he thinks that there's so many other nefarious things that happen that are connected to the drug culture. But we've had on this show, for example, a former Los Angeles commissioner, police commissioner, who said that it's burning through cash, it makes no sense, cracking heads of low-level carriers, where that's where money could be saved and people could be saved, and why burden the prison system that way, and also was pro-legalizing marijuana. So I think it's really split with the law enforcement people, because that's In my survey of it, and I always ask this question, I really get mixed answers. And it seems like the higher up somebody is, the higher ranking in the police force, or to be a sheriff, or, you know, depending on where they are, city versus rural, it's those are the guys that really think it should be legalized. At least that's what I've seen. Now, you might see something different, or you might fall into that realm of ex-cop or current cop listening to America's Night as you're cruising around. So if you want to throw in, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Now, here's a shocker that's also connected to the White House. Do you know who Dr. Ben Carson is? This guy was just lauded as one of the more terrific orators in things that he's pointedly said, that don't toe the line, meaning he is a conservative sage, right? He is a proud black man, Dr. Ben Carson, but he doesn't think that that means you have to line up with the president. So he's saying that the White House, which, of course, the White House was offended by his keynote address at the 2013 National Prayer Breakfast, asked at the time for an apology call to the president, and he said he didn't make it. And he said, I'm not going to do that. And he became a conservative sensation pretty much after that prayer breakfast address. He was pretty critical of where the country was going. He never point blank blamed the prez, who was sitting very close to him. He didn't do that. And he also said, look, the president didn't seem like he was hostile or angry. But within a matter of just a handful of minutes after the prayer breakfast concluded, he got a call from some of the organizers saying that the White House were very upset and they wanted him to call the president and apologize for offending him. And he said he wouldn't do it. He didn't think that the call was warranted. So I like Carson. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right. I mean, he is who he is. And you got to remember, Carson is a former director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins University. And this guy's no schlump. And he's just written a book. People were pushing him to perhaps run for president, but he says no way is he running for president. But he's got a book coming out called One Nation, What We Can All Do to Save America's Future. So people started to look at Carson and want some information, some answers on some things that he had seen, and especially when it comes to medicine, because as I said, he was a former director of a pretty big neurosurgery unit at Johns Hopkins University. It doesn't really get any bigger than that if you're talking about Johns Hopkins and some of the amazing research that they have done over there. So good for him. Wouldn't do it. Got to love that. Wouldn't back down and just say, whatever, I'll just pick up the phone, I'll do it. All right, here's the other thing. One rancher, one giant piece of land, one chunk of history. Have you heard this story by now, right? There's a lot of tension with Clive Bundy. And this is a guy whose family has had a piece of a giant ranch. Well, they have a ranch in Nevada, and they've had it since the 1800s, and they've had their cattle grazing in an area that now the feds are saying, you can't go here. Federal land managers actually were in a standoff with Bundy, and then all of a sudden there were so many protesters, armed militia men showed up to protest what was going on because the feds seizing the cattle. They had their guns drawn and pointed right at any of the law enforcement types, right? So this was like looked like it was going to be like a Western shootout. Crazy, right? So ultimately nobody fired, and the Bureau of Land Management said that they left over safety concerns. Harry Reid, the Nevada senator, said that the dispute isn't over. But whether the feds are going to keep plugging away with a court challenge is unclear, because that's what one of the things they were thinking of doing. And then it turns out that they rounded up 900 cattle that, hundreds of those belong to Bundy on this federal land in Nevada. Then he's been at odds now for years with the feds because they say he owes $1.1 million in unpaid grazing fees. So the Bureau of Land Management is in the middle of this, but Bundy said it's ancestral rights to the land that his family settled in the 19th century, and he's refused to pay the fees. I think that this standoff continues to go on. I don't think it's just going to go away overnight, and I think Harry Reid wants that land desperately for something else, as we know. We're doing the numbers thing next.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Numbers, shall we? Not all of them are pleasant numbers. This is crazy. Ferries and cruise ships, there's been a lot of problems lately, right? But there's a difference between taking a ferry somewhere and taking a cruise ship, let's face it. So rescuers were racing frantically to save hundreds of passengers, most of them were high school students, that's depressing, from a ferry off of the South Korean coast on Wednesday. 474 people were on board. 368 were pulled out of the water to safety, and I mean freezing water. They say two people died, 104 people are unaccounted for, 104 people. So they sent out distress signals right away, and this happened like at 9 in the morning, so it was almost immediately. The ferry itself, the shots of it from the water, just eerie. The students that, the ship was listing, and some of the students just jumped off the boat. They just figured, well, I'm just going to swim. I'm just going to try to swim to safety. You know, you're talking about 55 degrees Fahrenheit. So if it's 55, you can survive for a couple of hours in that kind of water. Then, you know, immediately there was response, so that was the good thing to try to get out there in the rescue. But boy, oh boy, that ferry, it just was, it, in a way, it reminded me of a mini Costa Concordia, which is the ship that sank off of Giglio, Italy. And that was just a huge ship, but it was like, this looked like a tiny replica of it. And it was a ferry for sure. No thoughts yet as to what happens here, as to why it sank. What was it that had this ferry flip over? They don't know at this point. They're investigating it, but you see the pictures of it. This is radio. Trust me, folks. Think of the Costa Concordia. I'm giving you a picture. Smaller replica. Boom, it's on its side. Listing, it's over. And so many of those kids on that boat just tried to think, all right, what do we do? And they scrambled and just jumped into the water, figuring they might as well take their chances. And those kids were pulled to safety. They might have been cold, but they were pulled out of the water. So that's the good news there, I guess, if you want to look for the silver lining. All right, there is no silver lining in this one whatsoever. The Kansas City shooting, 3 lives that were taken, which, by the way, they were all Christian. I know I've said this a couple times. And this is, we're celebrating Passover right now. And what a terrible thing that somebody decided this Fraser Glenn Cross, he goes by 2 different names, but he decides, 73 years old, he decides he's going to take a shotgun and he's going to pick some people off. It's at a Jewish community center. So he kills a grandfather and a 14-year-old boy, and then kills another person who was a therapist who worked with visually impaired kids in their 50s, right? And it's terrible. So the thing that the survivors of this, meaning the mother of the 14-year-old boy, Reet Griffin Underwood, they just try to celebrate him because there's a memorial, they're planning these funerals, and what can you do? They can't bring them back to life, but I hope they nail this guy, because they can go back in his background and they can pull up Ku Klux Klan and everything else, but the bottom line is he had to be out of his mind with rage, hate, whatever, to think, what was he doing? Why is he shooting at those people? Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. A senseless, stupid crime. 3 people dead. His history is not good, and they are really, really going after him for what happened here. And the relatives of the victims say it's just stupid, senseless and stupid. And I guess that's the thing that you have to grapple with. So William Lewis Corporon, the grandfather, Reet Griffin Underwood, the 14-year-old, and then Terry Lamano, who was the therapist in her 50s who was working with the impaired kids. I mean, how many lives, how many lives were affected ultimately by that? And the answer is countless. But they'll get him. I mean, he already had his day in court, and they'll get him when they go through this system because they've got witnesses and everything else, so that this should be pretty open and shut, I would think. The only thing they'll have to decide, is whether or not to go for the death penalty. And will they go for the death penalty? I think that's a coin flip. The prevailing thought is, yep, the prosecutors there are going to go for the jugular with the 73-year-old. 73, and this is what you're doing. Tax day came and went, poof, just like that. Did you survive? How was it for you? It's never fun for anyone. It used to be you'd flip on your local news and all you would see was people running to put their taxes in the mailbox. Now with the whole e-filing thing, it's much easier for a lot of people just to do it that way. And I think they're not at 50% yet, but they're pretty much up there where a lot of people are doing the e-filing thing. So on tax day, the Republican National Committee announced that they're suing the Internal Revenue Service for withholding records involving the IRS's targeting of conservative and other groups. Daryl Issa, the House Oversight Committee chair, has spent about a year investigating what happened here. The big red flags were Tea Party and Patriot for any of the applications for tax-exempt status. And the RNC chair, Rence Priebus, said the group filed the suit over the legal obligation to fulfill the request to review the documents in the IRS that were used for its criteria for determining tax-exempt organizations. I mean, this is... Daryl Issa is not going to let this go. I've already described him as a dog with a bone, and he definitely is a dog with a bone with this. So that's not a shock, I don't think, that this has been filed. And the RNC's announcement comes after the Republican-led House, the Oversight Committee, voted 21-12 last week to charge Lois Lerner with contempt of Congress for refusing to answer questions about if they were targeting or not, if the IRS was targeting those groups. This was a planned deal. Okay, so then this is what we're going to do. We're going to come back at you on tax day, and we'll see where the suit takes and where it goes, if it goes anywhere, and ultimately if there's one person or one group of people in the division that this is pointed toward or not. This makes no sense to me. I know there's probably some people listening that have pit bulls, but now more and more I keep hearing about these pit bulls that are mauling people, and it may be the way they're raised. Is it the breed? You know, I don't know. But you think about this. A woman survives to 93 years. So a 93-year-old woman in Brantford, Connecticut, was mauled by a pit bull while walking on Sunday. It was just before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The pit bull broke free from its owner's home and just attacked her. Now, she's 93. How hard do you think she can fight off a pit bull? How hard can anyone fight off a pit bull? So at least neighbors saw and they came to help her. And she had a cane and she was trying to use it. And there was somebody else that had a baseball bat. And they were trying to do that until the owner came out. But, they had to haul her off to the hospital. She had massive amounts of trauma to her left leg and had to go under the knife, had surgery for serious injuries. So what do? The pit bull has to be quarantined by the animal control people. And the dog's owner said he had caged the pit bull by the time the police, arrived and said he was able to break through. And it was a new animal into the house, so it doesn't look like there was any malicious intent. But I think they're going to end up putting the dog down. She's got serious wounds from the bites to her leg. She might need plastic surgery. She's 93 years old. And the people in the neighborhood like the guy who owns the dog, like the people who own the dog. But it's under quarantine right now for at least 2 weeks. They have to decide what they're going to do, put the dog down or not. Well, I've heard a lot of those stories lately, too many times. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy.